The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.
Coming up in the news, Cupid's gone high-tech for Valentine's Day. He traded in his little bow and quiver of love arrows for a shoulder-mounted CO2-powered love delivery system and a crate of 50-caliber hollow-point love shells. Said Cupid, it's all about accuracy. If I didn't hit my target with my first love arrow, I'd spook them and they'd be gone before I could get off another shot, especially the guys. But this baby fires up to 1,600 armor-piercing love rounds per minute, and each one's capable of penetrating even the hardest heart at a range of up to 300 yards. This and more later today.
And it is about a minute past 7 o'clock. It's time for Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, you like the good or the bad news first? The good news is that Representative Gabby Gifford is talking. She's speaking. She ordered toast with her breakfast a couple of days ago. And she is responding vocally to other commands and requests. She's going through heavyweight rehab, and it's apparently working. That's the good news. The bad news is that once again, an American is number one. There is now a report from the internet, from our National Intelligence Assessment Panel, which is holding hearings annually, and they're in Washington right now. The assessment yesterday is that Osama bin Laden is no longer the number one threat to the United States here at home. It is instead the American, Anwar al-Awlaki, who is now the head of, they say, the Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda. There are now five or six branches, of which Yemen appears to be the number one threat, because al-Awlaki, who is using the digital age and internet to his advantage, is preaching an individualized rebellion, the idea that you, as a true believer, don't have to join an organization, don't even have to talk to us. Just go ahead, build some sort of a device that you think will do the job, and go out and attack the Americans at home or anyplace else. And what they're really worried about is that al-Awlaki doesn't just speak English, man. The guy's an American. He was born in New Mexico. He knows us, knows our culture, knows the Muslim group in the United States, and is actively soliciting them to become homegrown terrorists. That's what puts him at the top of the list. Ah, sometimes I wonder. Meanwhile, in Egypt, things have gone even hairier. The strike is on. Yes. In the midst of all of the protests and overthrowing the government and the whole thing, here come the public workers, the maintenance workers at the Suez Canal, state workers, office workers, transportation. Everybody is on strike, ostensibly for better wages, better working, you know, the usual claptrap. But what it is everybody just walked out. The businesses are not operating. And since there's nothing else to do if you're on strike, you might just as well go down to the protest and see what's going on. More thousands of people pouring in every day to Liberation Square. The government trying to take a hard line and order everybody to go home and quit the protest and start negotiating. But so far, it is not flying. The coalition between the Muslim League, who are pretty moderate in this case, and the student group January 25, and what is essentially the young professional digital era youngins, are all negotiating with each other as to whether or not to negotiate with the government, which is saying that they'll go to negotiations are going to remove Mubarak, which is what the folks want, and so there we bloody well are. Meanwhile, in Washington, oh, it's entertaining in Washington. CPAC is gathering in Washington. That's the Conservative Political Action Committee, and all of the folks who want to run in 2012 would be there, except that nobody has officially admitted they want to run in 2012, except Mitt Romney and some guy who used to run a national pizza chain. The Republican situation currently, and also complicated by a number of things. One of them is a New York Republican conservative from Buffalo who apparently decided that he was going to answer the ads in the Washington, D.C. Facebook scene on some level with ads from women looking for men. So he sent out a picture of himself, all no shirt, buff, looking good. The thing got into the local gossip rags, was published, and within 3 hours of it being published, he had filed his letter of resignation, had the clerk in the writing on the floor of the house, and he was gone. Sometimes you wonder, other times you're sure. You don't have to be weird to be a Republican, but it certainly doesn't appear to hurt. On the other side of the coin, Senator Jim Webb of Virginia has announced that he will not run for re-election in that state. He was facing a very difficult scene. It would have cost millions of dollars, etc. He's done what he came to Congress to do, which primarily was veterans' benefits and issues of that nature. Webb will be stepping out, which makes the margin even narrower for the Senate Democrats seeking control. Let's see. Oh, yes, and yesterday was one of those big events, right? You know, news event, lunch. Lunch with the president for John Boehner and the rest of the Republican leadership in the House, Representatives Cantor and McCarthy. They all went over to the White House and had lunch and came out saying the usual, well, I think we can work together, usual statements. Nothing of note has occurred, and nobody died of poisonings. It must be getting easier in Washington these days. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Thursday. Stay tuned.